Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In October, on Friday the 13th, a gust of wind blew open a door that had been left partly ajar. Gracie, age 7, stepped quietly out of the house. She has not returned. Her adoptive parents, Pat and Linda Crispo, did what anybody would when a family member goes missing. They searched their neighborhood, which is also mine. They contacted the authorities, put up posters all over town, placed notices on pet-themed websites, ads in the local newspaper. They prayed. Gracie is a cat. Shy, gentle, black as night. The Crispos brought her home from the County Humane Society when she was 5 months old. As befits her personality, Gracie is a well-behaved indoor lady. Nobody knows what made her slip outside or when, if ever, she'll come back. Cats are like that, willful, inscrutable, unpredictable, a bit like people. Studies say as many as 15% of all cats in the U.S. go missing at some time in their lives. About a third of them get returned, odds much higher for those implanted with a microchip, like Gracie. The disappearance of loved ones is painful enough, but not knowing whether they're alive or dead can be pure torture. We've seen a lot of that lately. After the October 7th Hamas attacks in Gaza and the Israeli response, thousands of people on both sides are still missing. Families remain prisoners of uncertainty, at odds over politics and religion, similar in their suffering. That's far more tragic than a wayward cat, but every disappearance of a relative or friend deserves our sympathy and our help. People in my little town have risen to the challenge of finding Gracie. Some have been putting out food for her, sharing images from their security cameras, installing new ones in hopes of catching a glimpse of her. There's talk of sending drones over the countryside. Now winter is coming on. It can be brutal up here in the hills. Winter is also coming to Gaza, where nearly 2 million people have had to flee their homes. Let's pray the world rises to that challenge as well. And if we try hard enough, a local priest told the Crispos, angels will bring Gracie back to you on their wings. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.